Hey there, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to this week's interview. Our topic this week is polypharmacy, and we have with us as our guest, Mary Ensweiler, who is a pharmacist. She graduated with a BS in pharmacy from the University of Kentucky in 1984, and she's licensed in Kentucky and Ohio and has 30 years of experience in hospital and retail pharmacy. She also has a master's degree in education with an emphasis on sports administration from Xavier University. Welcome to our interview, Mary.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy to be here.
Great. So this is kind of a really important topic, but many people may not have ever heard of it. So what is polypharmacy and why is it dangerous?
Okay, the definition of polypharmacy really varies. It can have a simple, innocent meaning of basically taking six or more medications, or it can have a little bit more of a negative slant in meaning that someone is taking multiple medications being prescribed by various doctors or being used inappropriately.
Okay. So I guess that's where the danger comes in, but if it's
right.
The people don't, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, right?
Correct, right. You have too many hands in the whole pie.
Hands.
And there's like some reports that indicate there may be over 30 million Americans taking six or more prescription drugs.
So
drug additions, you have a risk of increased side effects, a risk of drug-to-drug interaction, a risk of drug-to-disease interaction, and the risk of taking inappropriate dose. So, or not taking it at all because it just becomes too overwhelming. And actually, the elderly population probably has a higher prevalence of polypharmacy just because they have more chronic diseases. And so the multiple drug use is very common with these patients.
Wow. Okay. So what can we do to prevent it or turn it around once it's discovered?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Polypharmacy, it'll occur because the patient may be under the care of multiple physicians to treat those chronic or complex issues. And you know, luckily, there's a vast availability of medications to treat medical conditions. Patients, physicians will prescribe medications within his or her specialty without realizing that other medications the patient may be taking from another specialist. So you get interactions, duplications, increased side effects, just a plethora of problems that can occur. And this is just a lack of coordination or communication between healthcare providers. And that will probably result in that negative connotation of polypharmacy that we mentioned earlier. But yes, fortunately, there are a lot of things that you can do to prevent that. You know, with the advent of electronic medical records, the physicians and healthcare facilities are really able to share a lot of valuable patient information. Of course, the patient gives the consent, but one specialist can access patient's records from another specialist just via the computer right in the office. So really that's a great enhancement, and communication is just the key between the patient and the physician, physician and the physician, physician and, you know, a caregiver. So there's a lot of things that patients and caregivers can do to reduce the negative effect of polypharmacy, too. And most of them are really quite simple. One is just to keep a list of all medications, and this will include prescribed medications, vitamins, over-the-counter medications. Some people don't think vitamins and Tylenol are actually medications, but very important that you list everything that someone is taking. And then two, bring this list of medications to all your doctor appointments so everybody is on the same page.
Right.
Three, know what all that medication is being used for and how to take it. If there's any kind of confusion, ask. Again, communication is just key to all this. And then discuss any side effects or new symptoms with your doctor. Sometimes you get what you call a drug cascade, and you'll be experiencing a side effect, and the physician may not realize that it's a side effect from a medication that he didn't prescribe, and he thinks it's a new symptom, he prescribes another drug, and so it goes on and on and on. Whereas just withdrawing one of the drugs would have taken care of that problem. But
instead, you
have added another drug, and that, again, increases the likelihood of more interactions, more side effects, on and on. So, yes, again, communicate, discuss with the side effects, new symptoms with your doctor. And then another important thing, too, patients will have multiple physicians. Designate one of the physicians, and it's probably the primary care physician, as the lead doctor, and review all medications from every other doctor with your primary care physician. And have your primary care physician contact any of the specialists on your behalf with any questions or concerns regarding some of the effects that you may be experiencing from the medications. Or if there's some duplications, you know, he needs to be the one to kind of get everybody on the same page.
Right, right.
And then lastly, too, just to utilize one pharmacy. I know that can be kind of tricky, too. Some people have a mail order component of their insurance that they need to use a mail order, and then they also like to use their local retail pharmacy. But it's really a good idea if you can use one pharmacy, and then let the pharmacist screen for the drug interactions or problems or duplications. Get to know the pharmacist. If it's a large retail chain, make sure that each of those pharmacists know who you are and what you're taking. Just, you know, make it a personal thing. If it's a small town, independent pharmacy, you know, the likelihood that that pharmacist will know you and know what medications you're on is highly likely. So, you know, forge that that personal relationship with your doctor. Because, you know, many people do indeed need a combination of drugs to treat all the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily those drugs are out there and the specialists are out there. But, yeah, everybody's got to be on the same page. You want to treat a medical problem or prevent future medical issues and maintain a healthy lifestyle. But it's so critical to use these effectively to, you know, achieve your positive outcomes. So just those 6 simple steps that we kind of went through, that should get everybody talking and everyone educated and, you know, and hopefully avoid any of these medication issues.
Right. Yeah, those are great tips. I had another question kind of came to mind while I was listening to what you were talking about, and it came in this when you were talking about the communication with the doctors and that kind of thing. And, you know, I know that I've often heard that doctors sometimes don't know as much about pharmaceuticals as obviously a pharmacist does because, you know, a pharmacist goes to school to study all these medications and their side effects and all that. And really, a lot of times, the only information a doctor has may be from a pharmaceutical sales representative. So I'm not trying to get you to say anything bad about doctors. I don't mean that. But if you're having trouble with a drug, should your first call be to your pharmacist to ask if this is a particular side effect, or should it be to the doctor? And also, too, do doctors understand, even if you take your list in and show all your prescriptions, do they actually know all the drug interactions and side effects that can come from these drugs, or is the pharmacist a better choice to ask those questions of?
The pharmacist is probably the most accessible. So probably if you're picking up a phone, the easiest call would be to the pharmacy just because somebody's going to be there. And you'll more than likely get a live person on the phone. And, yeah, you know, it may be simple. Is this a side effect? And a lot of times that'll cause the pharmacist to, like, pop up your drug profile on the computer and really take an in-depth look. And say, well, yeah, this may have been something that everyone overlooked, or if it's, you know, a bizarre side effect, but you could be experiencing that. So, yeah, I would say that's your first call. And, you know, a lot of times I know I get stumped and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. You know, this could be a new health issue, or it could, you know, it could be something simple as a side effect that, yep, you can pinpoint that right off the bat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it is, you know, I think any competent pharmacist, if they need to refer the physician, or the patient to call the physician, you know, they wouldn't hesitate to do that. But your first call probably is the easiest one to the pharmacist, and then just follow the lead from the pharmacy to see if you need to follow up with your doctor. It's nothing to ignore if you're confused,
right,
or you don't feel right, or, you know, it just becomes, as I say, overwhelming that you have so many medications. A lot of people just, you know, think, I got too many, I just can't take them right, and just throw in the towel, and that defeats the whole purpose, so.
Right.
No.
One last question, actually. This idea of, you know, how can caregivers help? Also linked with the idea that, you know, a lot of times patients see doctors as kind of authority figures and kind of are afraid to question them. And you mentioned the communication aspect, and maybe might even take medications that they think maybe are causing them to have a side effect. So I guess my final question would be, you know, how can, with an elderly patient, maybe their children or grandchildren are kind of helping in their care, what can they look out for? And also, to maybe, if you are feeling weird, you definitely should call somebody to let them know what's going on, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and I think, yeah, if you have a caregiver, I mean, they probably have you know, objective view of the patient or their loved ones that they're caring for. And they can kind of see subtle changes or even drastic changes in someone. And you can tell if they're laying out the medicine and it doesn't get taken, or, you know, if just something doesn't look right. Caregivers, yeah, they, you know, take that intimidation factor out and, you know, don't hesitate to call or question the physician. And a lot of times with the elderly, too, as I say, you can get some cognitive problems in there. And so the caregiver is actually, you know, the brains behind the whole thing. And they need to be educated on what the drug is, what's it used for, how many times a day do I take it, you know, and what do I need to look out for?
Mm-hmm.
Will this cause drowsiness, or is that just, you know, mom not feeling good or getting old or something and just needs to sleep more? But yeah, as I say, you know, the caregivers do have to be the eyes and the ears and sometimes the voice of the patient to the physician or to the pharmacy, because a lot of times, you know, the caregivers will come in to the pharmacy to pick up the prescription, so they need to be instructed as if they were the patient. But yeah, definitely, you know, don't be intimidated by the white coat of the physician and be afraid to ask anything. That's years ago. We're not, you know, your mother's Oldsmobile anymore. You gotta get up. And I think most doctors are forthcoming with information, or even a medical assistant or a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant. You know, most doctors always have somebody in there, you know, transcribing information for them anyway. So just be forthcoming with any of the with any information or questions. And I don't think any of the doctors would, you know, hesitate answering anything, as long as, you know, the patients are willing to ask that.
Sure, exactly. So just be, if you do feel intimidated, just be brave and speak up, because it's really your health that's, you know, important, and you need to know what the correct information is. So Mary, I thank you so much for being on our interview this week. That was very informative, and I think that the tips were awesome, so I appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And Kentucky Living Health Club members, stay tuned for next week's interview.